All right, well, anyway, we welcome everybody here. Thank you so much. We have a very exciting program this evening, and tomorrow especially when you actually get to ride and drive some of the new XUV Gators that we're introducing to the marketplace. I have to tell a little story. My name is Barry Nelson. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the manager of media relations for our agriculture and our turf division. Last year we combined both divisions. And actually, David Gigandi, who's going to be speaking here in a moment, is going to talk about why we did some of that and the importance of doing that later on in this presentation. And I've been with John Deere for about 30 years now. And this event was of particular interest to me. And I know there's some editors here that have been around a little while. But can anybody tell me what year it was that John Deere came up with a utility deal? Does anybody know? Greg Lamp, where are you? You probably remember that, don't you?
I do remember, but I don't remember it.
I had to research that, and David's going to talk about it a little bit more in just a second. But 1987. And John Deere was the first one to come out with a utility deal. And the reason I remember it is because I had a territory down in Effingham, Illinois, southern Illinois, and I saw one of the first ones that came out. And does anybody remember the model number? See, we're just tripping here all of a sudden. It was called an AMT 600. And you straddled the thing and it had five wheels. And the reason I remember this is because I was at a dealership and one came in and there's a farmer in there. And the dealer said, hey, we need to take this out to your farm. You need to try this out. And the farmer said, well, my only concern is I get some mad cows and it better go faster than a mad cow. But it was successful. The dealer took it out there, and the guy never let him bring it back. And that kind of started the whole utility vehicles, and you can see what a huge industry it is today. So starting from that point, and David will get into that in just a little bit, you will see the evolution and the revolution that now Deere is taking this product line, far surpassing that original AMT 600 that I saw that first time years ago. So with that, welcome today. Again, my name is Barry Nelson. I also want to introduce Maureen McCormick. Maureen, wave to everybody back there. Maureen helps me in public relations. She's over at the Cary office. If you have any questions on the turf side of the business, landscape, governmental sales, utility vehicles, Maureen is quite the expert on that whole product line and is your contact over at the Cary office. So I want to make sure everybody knew Maureen. With that, we want to turn it over to David Gigandi, who is our tactical marketing manager for the whole utility vehicle lineup, and he is going to talk about our new product lineup for the Gator XUV. So thank you, David.
Good evening. How's everybody? Welcome to the Carolinas. I want to thank you all for coming. We really, truly appreciate it. We know times are tough. And things like these come up, and we were really genuinely pleased with all the attendance we were going to get tonight with all of you coming. And we have an exciting event planned for you to keep you informed, obviously, to why you're here, about what we're doing and where we're going and about our new products, obviously. But we want to have some fun with you, and we want to make sure that you have a good time while you're down here with us. We're obviously going to be in North Carolina and South Carolina for your couple of days, if you didn't know that. Where we'll be going tomorrow is just over the border in another about an hour from here south at Carolina Adventure World. So you'll get a good part of both Carolinas if you haven't been here. The Southern hospitality is all right. So very important time for us at John Deere. And again, we really appreciate you coming to be here with us. This is an important time for us as we move on with utility vehicles and into the future for us. It's an important time because really this marks the beginning for us, the beginning of what we see as an evolution for John Deere utility vehicles, and in particular, an evolution of the Gator and the Gator brand and what the Gator brand means in this utility vehicle end category. Really with this change, what is expected today when someone says the word Gator is very different than where we would like to take it. The expectation of a Gator is going to change. It's going to change because of the products we're going to be making and the things we're going to be bringing out in the market space. And that expectation will bring new things to the market and to consumers and bringing more people to John Deere Gator utility vehicles. So that's why this is an important time. But before we talk a little bit about those changes and what we're going to be doing, and the evolution of where we want to go with Gators, Gator utility vehicles, let me just go ahead and talk a little bit about the history and where we've come from. Barry started on this a little bit, so you now have some pictures to go with what he was talking about. The history of the utility vehicle, John Deere started and came out with the first utility vehicle in the industry in 1987. That was the AMT. It was called the 600. And you can see there was a straddle mount with handlebars like a motorcycle, five wheels. It was designed specifically to go after our producer customers, obviously the core customer, the enterprise, the farmer customer, and that's what we wanted to go after. It was designed to help meet the needs of the farmer, to help them around their properties. It was designed to be more utilitarian than an ATV. It was designed to also be more nimble and more capable and smaller than a truck. And that was its positioning in the day when it came out, the AMT. And that product evolved a little bit, added passengers in 1990, and also added some more features for the cargo box. And then we continued to move on. In 1993, really the Gator brand was born. We didn't call that earlier product a Gator. The Gator wasn't come out into to the marketplace as a brand of utility vehicles for John Deere and our brand of utility vehicles until 1993. We came out with two models, the 4x2 and the 6x4. And those were our products in that day. And those products still really are in the market space today in the form of our TS and TX Gators and our TH 6x4 that we still sell today. And they still sell and do really well for us for the right customers in the marketplace, and they're an important part of our portfolio. But we did, however, evolve with customer desires. We moved into 2004. We came out with our first four-wheel drive. Terrainability was important. Customers wanted more capability in these products. That kind of versatility machine was something we sought after in 2004. We started that with our HPX. And we later evolved. Many of you were with us when we introduced our new XUV that came out in 2007, the first for us for a utility vehicle with fully independent suspension, taking that four-wheel drive and even adding more features to make it more terrain accessible, providing more use for that product for the customers that desired more than strict utility. Although, for sure, utility is at the heart of all of our products at John Deere, as that's what we make in utility vehicles. So those qualities and those features and those products over the years have evolved to deliver what we have in the marketplace now, the Gator qualities that are out there. That expectation I mentioned before, what they expect when people know of what a Gator is and what a Gator can do, is something that comes from the things that have been from our evolution of our current product lines. Those things have changed really for us to provide leadership. That's what we're known for being in this category for so long. Something we want to keep close to us, something we feel very important. It also brings along with the John Deere brand high quality. And that has also been a forefounding thing for Gators and our utility vehicles in this industry. That comes with reliability and durability that the customers desire. But the number one thing that we were known for, what we make, these utility vehicles, was for work. And that work heritage is something, obviously, again, starting with the needs, the desires, to big products for our farmer and ag producer customers in this market space was important to us. But things have changed, and that's that change we were talking about, the evolution of a Gator. For a Gator to be known only for work has gotten us to where we are today. But to get farther and into the future and serve the entire utility vehicle category, we're going to evolve. We're going to go and deliver products that deliver at their heart work and utility. But we've got to start to build products that go beyond that. And that's this evolution we're going to talk about. For us to be able to be known for more than just simple work is where we've got to go and part of this evolution. So we must do this to evolve. And the evolution is really going to begin even bigger than our product lines. The company is evolving. We've now taken our the largest division in Deere, the Ag division, and we've merged our commercial and consumer equipment division with the Ag division, so we're now a larger, bigger division, leveraging those full capabilities now on a global scale. We're going to have the capability and the utility vehicle business inside that division to really do some great new things, and leveraging that scale and the global nature of this bigger company now inside of Deere, we can do some great things and plan to. Investing more and heavier in utility vehicles to keep making great products in this market space. We're investing now as a bigger company, enterprise-wide, over $2 million a day we do in R&D. Leveraging that down to our utility vehicle business is going to help us keep providing better, greater products to serve the broader market of utility vehicle buyers out there, and that's exactly what we intend to do. It's also a growing market. We see this utility vehicle category evolving and growing, and we want to take advantage of that. The leadership position we've had for many, many years is something we want to maintain and thrive upon. We want to be the leaders in this market, and we want to be that for a long time. The evolution goes on to the consumer. And what's really happening in this market that's causing this change for us that we see as so vital? That change is going because new customers are coming to this category, and they're coming from recreational adjacencies, and recreation is important to them, and the product and its attributes must serve those recreational needs for us to excite a lot of these new customers that are coming to the utility vehicle industry. The outdoor enthusiast is a segment, kind of person inside that might buy utility vehicles. It's the number one or fastest growing segment out there. People that really truly desire need to love the land. They're hunters and they're fishermen, they're outdoorsmen. Those consumers are buying utility vehicles at the highest rate in the market, and we need to take advantage of what they desire in a UV if we're going to meet their needs and have them buy our products at John Deere, buy Gator utility vehicles. They desire high performance, they desire innovation, and they desire versatility. Those things that they need, we got to have make sure that we have in our portfolio, in our product lines. So, the change has got to begin now for John Deere, and it will. And with that change, I'm going to introduce to you the new Gator XUV for 2011. So you see it in your... Well, I forgot about that last Gator. Wow, that thing is fast. So you see it in video, now you get to see it in real life, the new 2011 Gator XUV. All right. So what's this new Gator XUV all about? XUV, and the X in XUV, stands for crossover. It always has from the introduction in 2007. That crossover meaning that it's capable of good utility. At its heart, this is a utility vehicle. It's also capable of more than that in recreation. And yes, we kicked that off in 2007, but really we're taking it beyond that and way to the next level now that we have the newest XUVs for 2011. They're really based on the positioning of their unparalleled balance of performance, work, at the same time to deliver all the tasks that consumers might desire to do with them. These are heavy duties. These XUVs and these models that we'll talk about here that we have in the new 2011 lineup are at obviously heavy duty. They take larger capacities in this cargo or in this market in utility vehicles. We may have light-duty vehicles like our compact series. There's mid-duty class of vehicles like all our traditional T-model series of product. There's the heavy-duty products that have larger capacities and capabilities of utility. And then there's a variety of other categories as well. A super-duty class where like our ProGator exists. And then parts of the market where we don't currently have any products like trail duty that are more made for recreational purpose built first. So this is where this sits in our portfolio, in our heavy-duty class. But this is a crossover vehicle for us. At its heart, a utility vehicle, but it has a spirit of performance. We'll have three new models when we come out with these XUVs here in July. We have the 620i that we sell today that will become the 625i. We have the 850D, our diesel product that we're sold and is very popular today, will become the 855D in the new portfolio, XUVs. And then we have our all-new model, the XUV 825i, our new gas model in our portfolio. Who are these products positioned for? As we talked about before, a little bit of evolution. We have all of our products, obviously, in our portfolio to really serve the vast needs of the different kinds of consumers out in the market space. But the XUV is positioned mostly for the outdoor enthusiast. And a big part of that is still the producer that still loves the outdoors, personally likes to hunt and fish and do outdoor activities. This is a big deal to us. Hunting will be an activity we'll be targeting to market our products and speak to the consumers in those kind of activities that we've got the right products for them. It can do all the utility and have the true core work side of our products, but has the extra performance, in particular in the 825i, that they're desiring and needing in this market space to do the stuff that they want to do with them. Well, obviously what they want is high performance. Those outdoor enthusiasts and the hunting people out there, they want high performance, they demand it. In fact, that's what they're buying, and that's why John Deere needs to have the products in our portfolio to be a leader in this market. We need to make sure they're meeting the needs of these customers, and that's what we plan to do. So what is going to be high performance about our products? Some of these are specific for the 825i. Some of them go across all of the models, starting with a new model with a new engine. That is the heart of our performance, the new 812cc unique engine. It's a liquid-cooled inline three-cylinder automobile engine that's in this product. It has unique characteristics that I think you're going to really enjoy when you get to ride it. It's got a best-in-class 50 horsepower as well as that CC size. It's a 44-mile-an-hour machine. It's top speed, and it has an advanced suspension to be able to handle that power and speed, to be able to properly handle. We have a sport-tuned suspension that will really soak up the bumps, and that suspension is on every model, though, in the portfolio. So you're going to get to drive these. They all have the same suspension on every model in the XUV lineup. We also have an all-new braking system. They're on every model. It's a new hydraulic braking system that has a twin piston front calipers and really picks up our stopping power, something we really needed, desired by the higher performance. And obviously, now that we're going with a higher horsepower product at higher speeds, we needed a better braking system. We also are now putting on this. We introduced this in 2010 on the TS and our TX and TH models, the new deluxe cargo box. Our best-in-class deluxe cargo box is now going to be standard on all models in the XUVs as well. This is an awesome box. It's the largest in its industry and has great unique features for utility and cargo carrying capacity. We want to go after ride though as well. So high performance, you got to back it up with a high quality ride. Customers want a great ride on almost any terrain. And our new double A-arm or double wishbone suspension is really going to be the ticket. You'll get to experience this for yourself. This is an awesome new suspension. So at the same time, it helps the new suspension to handle well. It provides an awesome ride. We also have a completely new seating options on all these models. You'll get to get these seating options on any XUV that will sell in the three models. So our seats are completely different than what we sell currently today. And we'll talk about more of these in depth tomorrow. New tire options across the board also for all the XUVs. And you'll get to see some of those. So tires that provide, you know, lighter tread for so that you don't tear up your own property, all the way to a good aggressive tread, and then some aftermarket wheels and tires that we can do factory installed here that you see that are really radial tires on our alloy wheels. Operator protection system and our stability. We work hard on safety. When you're going to make products that have this kind of power and capability in this industry, you've read the things that are going on. John Deere is in the forefront of safety, and we're going to continue to do that with this product as well. Our designs and our safety and for stability are going to be unmatched in this market. You're going to get to feel this yourself on the terrain we'll drive on. And as well, our operator protection system will continue to be class-leading with our automotive quality seat belts and our structures being certified. Oops. Our utility. At the heart, this is still a utility, all vehicles. We will always make utility vehicles. Meeting the variety of needs, this is just a crossover utility vehicle. So it's going to come with durability that you request and require in any John Deere product. It's going to come with things like this great new deluxe cargo box, which I mentioned. We've got increased capability in the towing now, up to 1,500 pounds. Payloads are still very high at 1,400 pounds. And our new advanced suspension system, so it handles really well, provides that great ride quality, but it's got to be designed to handle the weights that this cargo box can hold. And it will. It won't squat. You'll be able to put the weight in there that the customers desire to move around and go on terrain, to handle the stability, make that product behave properly. The suspension's been worked on to make sure it can do that as well. So, in conclusion, basically the lineup of the new XUVs, they're all about high performance, about the ride, and they're about utility. And again, you're going to get to find all this out for yourself and try these products all out tomorrow when we go riding, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, David. In just a second, if you'd like to ask some questions, we're going to open it up to everybody here. But I also want to call your attention tomorrow. Obviously, you're going to be able to ride and drive these new machines. But another thing that we're going to demonstrate tomorrow is our military gators. And we have a robotic gator out there. So you're going to be able to see when he's talking about the $2.5 million in research and development we're doing every day for our product lineup, you're going to see some very advanced technology that you don't normally see on a utility vehicle. And Mark Bodwell is here. I got the light shining my eyes, Mark. Mark will have a very nice station out there to demonstrate what our military vehicles can do, and in particular what the robotic gator can do currently right now in a military situation. So we thought that might be an added feature, some interest for some of you there. Okay, so at this time, does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
And I've got the mic here that you can speak.
Well, I noticed it looks like it, there's reverse lights?
Yes, sir.
I've never seen that before. So, good idea.
It comes standard on the A25i, reverse brake and tail lights. Those will be a factory installed option code for the other two models, the 625i and the 855D.
Good idea.
Two questions.
Yes.
Base price, and then what is with the painted walls on the inside of the engine?
Must have been something we passed out in the advanced information.
Right.
All right, so the pricing. So the A25i will be a base price at release at $11,199. We will go with the 625i, entry-level base price will be $98.99. And we will have the new 855 diesel at $11,299, starting opening base prices. So you're going to see very competitive pricing with our current models that are sold in the market space. In fact, a little bit lower even on the 6. And very competitive for what the capabilities of this 825i in the market space. The painted walls, interior of the engine. Something that the development of the engine that we've been learning about from the manufacturer that we're working with to design and develop this engine especially for the use in our utility vehicle. They paint the interior of their engine walls for corrosion resistance, for the ability for that to have longer life. You're going to find that when we can talk a little bit more about the engine tomorrow, a little bit, some of the key points. All of it is, since it was developed for an automobile industry, for the longer life some of a car would have because of the miles that you would put on a car versus normally a utility vehicle, even though many are kept in the market space, especially a John Deere, for many, many hours, they still don't put the kind of miles that a car would have on it. You're going to find the durability of this engine is really second to none, and includes things like the features where they even paint the interior walls of the engine. So it's really to fight corrosion and corrosion resistance.
Who is the co-worker on the design?
We worked with the automobile company called Cherry Automotive to help develop and design this engine. We've been working with them since 2005, and we finally are ready to come to market with a product for them.
Who is that?
Cherry Automotive is a company, automobile manufacturer out of China. We've been working with for years as a global company. We found this company. We've been working closely and related with them, and we've developed and designed again this product for especially for use in our utility vehicle.
So I'm assuming those motors used in like mini cars.
It's used in actual automobiles, like smaller subcompact cars. Yes, you know, there's a company called Joyner that has used this before on some models, but they're obviously not a mainstream player in the market space. Of any major broadcast or manufacturer in this market space in the top consideration of utility vehicles, this is the only engine of its kind really out there that you're going to see in the top candidates that are going to be competing against this kind of product.
For the ag market, are you looking at cow-calf, row crop, or give me some applications?
Well, obviously, the farmers are going to like this power and speed for just the sheer size and of their terrain and their properties. We've been hearing for years in our research the desires from even our ag customers are today that buy our John Deere equipment look for other utility vehicles because ours haven't quite met some of their needs out there and the desires for higher performance, speed, and power. There's also a high propensity of the farmer customers today doing other activities that these kind of vehicles can add because of their versatility and capability. They can get more use out of it to purchase them in the first place. So it has all the work characteristics they need. It has the higher speeds for just transport, as well as they'll take it out hunting and fishing on the weekends. And our products, although getting better and better, have never been to this kind of degree the direction we're going now with some of the models, obviously, like the 825i.
And tomorrow, when you get to ride and drive these, you'll really see the quality of the ride with these vehicles.
Can you or can she translate the two applications you just described? What do you mean?
He was wondering a little about your specific farm applications that you were wondering if these would be applicable.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what type of, as far as farmers, how do you see this being used? Are you talking about towing something or...
Yes.
Like a calf in the back of it?
Yeah, yeah, what did you say about the calf? The calf, what? Calf?
It's
cow calf.
Cow calf?
Yeah.
It's like.
When a new calf is born, you know, they usually will take it in, you know, and want to have to transport it in some way. And from the cow, from the female calf or cow, so a new calf. Absolutely. You know, the farmers are going to want to use this. The larger new cargo box is going to be able to handle its capacities needs for the farmers' desires to have the needs for the farmers that are on dairy farmers and the farmers that have, you know, calf and or cows and a herd livestock. You know, obviously they wanted higher speeds for a long time from us. He made a funny remark earlier about the AMT with the desire for the farmer to have a product that can outrun a cow. And he's not kidding. We've seen that in our research. And that's been something of a desire for many, many years from our customer base. Yeah, Tom.
Is this an entirely new chassis or is it an updated version of the
Excellent question. It is an updated version of our new 2007 product that we came out with and sell today. It is heavily modified, obviously. The chassis has been completely changed. The front and rear suspension is completely 100% different than it is in the current product. But some of the skin on the front end is the same with some redesign to handle the wheel travel.
What about traction as far as four-wheel drive, shifting, transmission, and so forth?
We run the same transmission type that we run today, a high-low neutral reverse transmission, so it has high and low range and forward and reverse, of course, and a neutral transmission. We also have the differential in the front is the same design, an overrunning clutches for a full locking four-wheel drive on demand, so you can run in four-wheel drive and it will only engage full locking when the traction is lost, would drive the front wheels, which provides really the best ultimate solution. We also have a separate differential lock for the rear, very similar to the way we run today. The big change also as well for the transmission is the new spring shifters and all the new XUVs, the gear grinding in the, of the past with you'll find in a current XUV and an HPX desire from the consumer. We have changed that to be like the T models that we sell since we changed those in 2005 and then we updated and came out with the T models. And now they have all the spring shifters and the XUVs, something customers desire.
Are there some newer, larger attachments for it also?
Yes, we have a whole portfolio of great new attachments. We're going to show you a bunch of them tomorrow when we do our walk-arounds. Obviously, we sell a really broad... Our attachment business is significant to us at John Deere, and it's obviously significant to make the product more versatile. We have over 100 attachments, and we have most of those are brand new to fit and work with the new models because they are different enough. And we'll talk really exclusively about a lot of those, especially a lot of the new ones you're going to get to hear us talk about tomorrow in the locker room.
All right, anything else? And by the way, David and his team will be doing a very detailed walk around so that you can see all the features of the Gators while you're out in the field. And then obviously you're going to be able to ride and drive these Gators, and I have to say, I introduced Maureen to you here, and I didn't realize she was such a hot rider because she had me up. What, you get her up to 38 miles an hour on that straightaway out there? She was really going with that thing. So I think you'll have some fun there tomorrow, and the trails are fairly challenging, but you'll really get to see the performance of the new Gator SUVs. With that, we're going to stay here for just a little bit if you want to take a closer look. Of this machine here, and then we're actually going to go out across the lobby and then to the restaurant called Embers, I think is the name of the building. And we'll have a nice dinner there and can ask further questions. We have a lot of people from our team here.
Let me.
Any other questions before we go?
I might introduce the team since you're going to be having dinner, and this might be the last time to speak to you all at one time as a group. And I might also mention a little bit about what we're going to do tomorrow. You have your itinerary for tomorrow, but I can give you a little bit of overview for that, setting it up. So we'll go to dinner, and then we'll just mingle separately, so it'll be easier for me to tell you all that. So tomorrow we're going to get you can follow your itineraries for timing wise, but obviously we'll leave in the morning and we'll go out to the Carolina Venture World, and we'll have a walk around for about half hour to 45 minutes. We'll go touch the product and we'll get a little closer with you, and we'll talk about a little more, lot more detail than what I gave you so far, so you can learn more. You'll be able to get up and mingle with us and look at things as we talk and review about it if you want to, and ask plenty of questions. We'll review all the models. We're going to review our attachments business for you tomorrow in a walk around. And then we're going to break you into three groups, probably why you have group numbers on your or group letters. We have enough people that we wanted to break you up to make sort of a little bit of a rotation for tomorrow, so that we weren't all too many of you at one time. So we'll do two trailheads with different variety of terrain and different time and experience. We'll have five vehicles on each of those. We'll break you up into roughly three groups, so it's roughly 10 or so in each group. You'll get a good hour to ride those two trails, and you'll be rotating from one trail to another. And then we have a military area where we're going to have you go through and review and get to learn all of the great, exciting stuff we're doing with our technology that really is really fundamental for you to understand that we do a lot of things that no one does, and we want you to understand that kind of level of interest and development time and commitment to investment to for us to make these products will permeate through our whole portfolio, and we want to show you that technology firsthand. So you'll have that part of that hour rotation for the 3 hours, you'll get a military view. So there's two courses. And then a military view, and you rotate around for 3 hours. We'll break for lunch, and then we'll have a little more drive time if you want for the last hour, or any one-on-one interviews you want to do, side stuff, you'll have for the last hour. So I want to make sure you introduce the team, because you're going to be probably wining and dining with these people at your tables as we have dinner tonight. This is Mark Codfelder. He's the lead product manager now for the XUVs for Gators, and he's going to be with you tomorrow. He'll be working with me when we do our review. His boss is Kevin Lund, who's a product line marketing manager for utility vehicles and for all utility vehicles. We have John Gilbeck. He's also works for Kevin as a product manager, works on a different product line for us in our portfolio. And we have Rebecca Burkhart. She is going to be with you at dinner tonight, too. She's a new product line or product manager, works for Kevin, and she handles our traditional models, so the T-Series, all those products, as well as our attachments business for us as a product manager. You already met Maureen. We have Mr. Mark Godwell, who will be handling our military and our robot gator reviews for tomorrow. And then, obviously, should we introduce you guys from Emory? You'll be having dinner with lots of folks from our PR agency at Emory. We have Chris Welsh and Kyle Rubling, and I'm going to mess up your names because I do it all the time, because I do Kyle and Ryan all the same. So we have Ryan, and we have Tracy Lathan will be with you tonight, so we'll be mixing with you. We also have a couple special people I want to introduce. David Niederkorn is the manager of all of our advertising for the Ag and Turf division, is with us tonight, and he's in the back there waving. We also have Sivas Andreessen. He is the manager of utility vehicles as the product line complete for us at John Deere. And we also have my boss in the back, Mike Hennebry, as many of you met with in the earlier hour. He's in charge of all tactical marketing for all the product lines in the turf group that we have now in the new division.